Trump, Hillary, Bernie, or none of the above?
If anything, I would lean more towards Bernie. I like some of the things he said. Hillary, I don't trust, obviously. Everything she's done. And Trump, well, not even get started on that.
I ran into 33-year-old Pedro Favela at the swap meet in Santa Clarita.
I haven't voted in, I can't remember how long. I think when I first got my pass to vote, when I was like 18, 19, it's the last time I did it. But this time, with everything going on, because like, okay, now it affects me, now I'm going to do something.
Millennial Estella Asensio had a similar attitude.
Are you going out to vote?
Yes.
Do you make a habit of voting?
No, I think this is going to be like my first time voting, actually.
What brings you out this time?
Because I do not agree of Trump's choices and what he wants to do with the Hispanic race.
Number one, we're going to build a wall.
It appeared to me that Trump was inspiring a lot of Latinos to vote. And Samuel Molina of Mi Familia Vota, who's part of a grassroots effort to register more Latino voters, said,
there have been a lot of more citizenship applications throughout California. I want to say over 80,000 were submitted earlier this year. We helped over 500 people apply for citizenship or at least get information on citizenship so that they can become citizens and be registered to vote before the next election.
27-year-old Amelia has spent almost her whole life here.
Well, what really pushed me to apply for citizenship was being able to vote. I just was more focused on finishing college. When I heard that Donald Trump wants to send all these people back to Mexico, that's when I was like, wow, you know, my vote does count and maybe it might make a difference in someone's life.
Yet for some voters, like 33-year-old Sean Fernandez, there's nothing you can say to get him to vote.
I don't really feel that our votes count. The Electoral College is an example to me. And then also, they don't even bother coming to states like California because they know that they have to focus on the swing states. To top it off, for me, it's like, who am I really even voting for?
At age 48, Rafael Alcantara has been in this country for 25 years, undocumented.
Many people are scared. I know that because I have friends. I talk to my friends, hey, you want to vote? They say, I'm scared. Why? Many people say why. Latino people say why.
The research on why people don't vote never mentions fear, but it's real amongst immigrants.
We'll take them back to those countries. We're going to do it in a very humane way.
Well, it's very hard because what is the most important for immigrants is you want to go back to Mexico and visit your family. And you don't have the paperwork, you don't have the green card. You cannot go.
I asked 50-year-old Alma Altamira how long it took her to register to vote.
Right away.
Why is that important to you?
It's very important because we're living here in America, and now we are part of America.
Why don't eligible Latinos vote? Samuel Molina explained.
In this last event, we had two people show up with their vote-by-mail ballot, and we told them, you know, it was too late. The primary election had already passed. So that's where organizations like Mi Familia Vota have to come through and make sure that people have the necessary information so that they participate.
I heard a lot of stories on my quest for answers. The one issue that everyone was concerned about? Donald Trump and his stance on immigration.
People are upset because they can't get a job. Now he gave them the excuse to say, oh, it's because the immigrants are taking my job. When in reality, some of the jobs that the immigrants have, U.S. citizens will not do those jobs. I know I won't. I won't go work in the field for $10 an hour in the sun with no benefits.
I'm Angelique Perrin for Annenberg Media.